I watch that, my heart aches. It just aches because they never get what they really, really need. Because they wrongly divide the Word of God, there's no foundation for rightly doing the work of God. And I'm convinced that there are no signs and wonders occurring in these people's lives. There are no signs and wonders occurring in this movement. And I'll tell you why. Because when God did signs and wonders in the apostolic era, it was to authenticate His Son and to authenticate the apostles who were the preachers of the truth. And if God was going to give anybody signs and wonders today to authenticate their ministry, it wouldn't be people with aberrant theology. That would be ridiculous. If God would authenticate anyone, He would authenticate those who are the true teachers who understand the Word of God the way it's always been understood by those historically who have been faithful to a right interpretation of Scripture. God is not in the business of authenticating false teachers who are getting rich by turning people into victims. By the way, you can authenticate any teacher anytime you want. Just measure everything they say against the standard. So the first thing we learn has to do with doctrine. And the second thing, or the third thing I want to mention to you, it's also related to what I said at the beginning, is the church must hold spiritual leaders to a biblical standard. And it must hold them accountable to that standard. It cannot avoid confrontation on a regular basis. People say to me all the time, who holds you accountable? Well, first of all, if I can't win the battle in my heart, I can't win it anywhere else, and I'll become a hypocrite. The first one that holds me accountable is the Spirit of God through the work of the Word of God. If I never preached a sermon in my entire life, if I never preached one single sermon, I wouldn't change anything about my life, because the privilege of spending every single week of my ministry life for almost 40 years studying the Word of God deeply to prepare messages has been such a sanctifying mercy in my life that if I never said a word to anybody about what I learned, it would be enough that God gave me the privilege to live in the accountability of the Word of God, which reveals to me the glory of God, which causes me to